All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, February 2nd of 2026. Looking ahead here, we had some League of Legends action get underway. We had some soccer underway. We have some tennis underway. And we even have an early NBA showdown underway as well. Good luck to all of you playing those sports for the rest of the day. We have a 3-game NBA main slate and a 10-game NHL main slate. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen here. Really quickly. Let me get on. Okay, let's get this out of here. Cool. So I think we're back. All right. Got SaberSim up here. Had one question come in prior to the show. I do have the NBA slate pulled up to start with. So we'll answer this question and kind of see where we take it from there. But first question of the day. Hey, Andrew, can you go over how we can use MinUniques on the new platform, please? Like how we'd use it on the previous SaberSim version. I'm struggling with NBA and am using one group per contest with portfolio diversity. So I wanted to try going back to the MinUnique template. I had success in other sports with, but couldn't find the setup like it is in the previous SaberSim version. It seems to only allow for adjusting MinUniques per contest and it doesn't change the contest ROI at all. Thanks. Okay. So you have two options here. The first one was if you see like a switch to old, you know, you could use the old SaberSim if it's available for you. So that's option one. Option two would be doing what old does in the new SaberSim, which was your original question. But I just want to give you all your options. So what we're going to do here is we're going to make two adjustments, two projections, and then we're going to generate 500 lineups. And then we're going to talk about how you can set it up to basically use it like the old version. So let's run these lineups. All right. Cool. Lineups are finishing and lineups are loading here in the post build. All right. So if I were using old, or if I wanted to set it up like the old version, right, where you have like direct fill and autofill, what I would do is when you go to the templates, either choose the direct fill template. Or if yours says, Saber System, that is the same thing. So Direct Fill and Saber System are the same. So I would select the Saber, the Direct Fill. Now, what this is going to do is like, say you're playing, you know, five single entries, for instance, right? Instead of giving you five groups all with one lineup, it's going to give you one group with five lineups. Then the second thing I would do, actually, you can make a template for this, but we'll talk about that in a second. So your group is going to be one group, and then the diversity, you could change this from portfolio to uniques. And let me check one more thing. Okay, the user who asked this is on Ultimate. So what you would want to do is you would want to run a contest sim and then change your rank by, which we can do. So we go to contests. Let's say I turn one on. I'm just going to turn on the top one. Go back to my build. click run contest sim. And then in the rank buy, after it finishes, I would want to use target contest ROI. Because I don't have an entry file uploaded, I'm just going to use the other option. But you would basically want to get to this point where all of your contests are in one big group and you are using ROI to fill them. That is how direct fill would work on Old Saber Sim. Now, to get here quicker, what you can do is set up a template. I call it this ROI sorting one. It's like a demo that we've done where if you wanted to mimic direct fill, though, you would change this at the top. So this says create a lineup group for each of my contests. This is effectively what autofill is. So one group per contest, sorting by uniques one automatically, and then sorting by target contest ROI. So think of this version as autofill. Think of a version that uses all in one group as direct fill. So it's going to depend what version of old you want to use, direct fill or autofill, but some template where you're setting it up to use uniques one ROI automatically is what you want to do. And then when you go to set up this template, make sure you run the contest sim before setting it up, because if you try and make the template before running the contest sim, this contest sim option will not be available because there's effectively no sim results at that point. So run the sim first, then make the template. You'll see the target contest ROI. So that one of those two ways is how you set Saber Sim up to mimic what the old version would do. So I would try one of those two options out. All right. Well, we have effectively started a slate demo here, which we're going to kind of roll into. So previously, right, said I was playing five single entries. So there's a couple different ways I could do this. I could stick on what is like effectively a direct fill template. Now, just to kind of talk about the templates a little bit, right? What is each doing? Well, direct fill is putting all five single entries in one group. What all contests in one group would do is it would give me one group, but it changes the lineups to the most lineups you have in any one contest. So if I'm playing five single entries, I would get one lineup in one group with all five contests, where effectively all the single entries are going to get the same lineup. That's something you like. That's another option. And then one group per contest would effectively give me five groups, all with one lineup, which is another option I have at my disposal. So I would have five total groups, all with one lineup. Another thing that kind of goes with this is that if you're playing, you know, maybe you're not playing just single entry, right? Maybe you're playing two single entries and a 20 max, right? Well, when you change your exposures, these groups handle them differently. So setting exposures in general, and I'm just going to pick like three different sorting metrics. Okay. So setting exposures, what it does is it sends those exposures to each group. There's one caveat to that, though. For single entries, we're only sending exposures of 0 or 100. So if I say, hey, you know, this is a lot of Ty Jerome. I really don't want this much. I'd rather be closer to 65%, right? This 65 only gets sent to the 20 max. Because if we sent 65 to the single entry, that would mean we can never roster him, because in a single entry, your exposure is either zero or your exposure is 100. There's no in between. So what we're doing is we're saying, hey, only exposures of zero or 100 get sent to single entries. Everything in between gets ignored unless the number of lineups is greater than one. So just keep that in mind. When you're setting exposures, is that is how that is working. So I could come in here, you know, we're going to kind of stick with the Minunique option for the Slate demo, because that's like kind of what we're talking about here. Okay, you know, I set some exposures for like players that maybe I want to limit. If I want to set a max expose, a global max, I could click this gear icon in the max exposure header and say, hey, I want, you know, all these players no more than 65%. It's just like a number I made up right now. You can do that all at once. So once you're happy with all these, click apply. It will take your adjustments into account, and then it will return your new lineups. Couple things here. Number one is, notice I made these changes and then I had to click apply for it to work. If you have this auto apply on, it will process every change you make kind of as it goes. The only real reason, well, the differences between on versus off, if you're only going to make like one or two changes, I think it's fine to leave it on. The problem is if it processes after every change you make, if you're like tinkering and doing stuff, it can slow you down because it has to figure out the new combo of lineups every single time. So for me, I like it off because I like to make all the changes I want to make and then just apply it once. So like the builder only like thinks once, which saves me time. So there's some pros and cons to having an on or off. You can test it out and see if you like it. The next thing here, this is actually really important. Remember how we were talking about the single entry groups ignoring the exposures, right? So right now I see red cells for Jerome and Embiid, where their exposure is over my 65% limit. But, very important, but, when a group cannot meet your exposures, there's usually a yellow highlight and an exclamation point. What that would look like, let's see if we can find one. I'm gonna look for the lowest pool exposed player to show this off. All right. So let's say Quentin Grimes. I'm going to set him to 100% minimum because I know that I only have 17 lineups in the pool with him. So this is not going to work. I'm positive. Okay, great. So what happens here, I see this yellow exclamation and the yellow outline. If I hover over it, SaberSim is saying, hey, in this group, we could actually only give you 75% of the lineups with Grimes. We can't meet your 100%, right? So this is what happens when your exposures can't be met. However, going back to our previous kind of state we were in, if I go back to the top, so the cells are red, but I have no exclamation points. These things kind of conflict each other, right? Because usually the red means, hey, we can't meet your exposure, but the yellow also means we can't meet your exposure. Here we have red, but we have no yellow. What's happening? We're meeting the exposures in every group, but because we're ignoring the single entries, it just so happens that Jerome and Embiid are in those lineups. So it looks like we're not meeting the exposures, but we are. So like if I click on only the 20 max, the exposures will update. Well, I can see that, hey, I am meeting 65% in these groups. But when you add the single entries that have Jerome and Embiid, the total exposure ends up bleeding over the 65%. So for me, I would be more concerned if I saw the yellow exclamation outline, or the yellow outline, or the exclamation point rather. I would be less concerned if I saw an exposure value over my limit if I'm playing single entries. So just some notes there, things that you want to be aware of when using SaberSim. Got a question here. What is recommended for groups if you are playing single entries and MMEs and make changes to player exposures? So if you want your exposures, well, What I would say is, if you're making a lot of exposures, changes, right? I think Directville is going to be friendlier to you. It's going to take all your lineups, put them in a big group, and you're going to have a big group, a big number of lineups, right? That flexibility is going to help the builder meet your exposures. Now, if you use one group per contest, the number of lineups are going to be smaller. It can be harder for SaberSim to meet your exposures, because what if you're playing a single entry, a 3 max, and a 20 max, right? All these exposures are getting sent to the 3 max. And here I'm actually having trouble just with the global max exposure alone in the 3 max, because this is set to 65%, and 2 out of 3 lineups is actually 66%. So if I were to change this global max to 67 instead of 65, I probably wouldn't have any issues. And that just shows like 2% difference just because of how the math works out ends up being the difference between not being able to meet my exposures versus being able to meet them. So like, for this reason is the exact reason I would use direct fill, because that would have just given me one big group of 24 lineups, and I wouldn't need to worry about these like tiny math calculations, and I could have left my global max on 65% and not had any issues. So I think that direct fill slash Saber system is always going to be friendlier when it comes to using exposures. So that would be like my default option, but you can experiment with other templates, but I would definitely recommend that one first. All right. Looks like we are caught up here, knocked out a slate demo, talking mini uniques, talking exposures, talking templates and groups and all that good stuff. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Quick note, we will only have office hours Monday through Thursday of this week, and then we will return the following week. But I will remind you guys as the week goes on that Thursday will be our last show this week. All right. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Good luck today. I will see you all tomorrow. Until then, take care. Thanks. Bye.